Today is Thursday, January 7th. This is TDAD Talk. I'm Cameron Wayne. Happening today, Trinidad schools make plans to return to hybrid learning, and in the state, Cinemark movie theaters in Colorado plan to open this Friday. Meanwhile, more positive news in the world as Saudi Arabia lifts blockades of Qatar and breakthrough agreements easing Gulf crisis. Stay tuned for more. Today's podcast is brought to you with support from Phil Long Toyota in Trinidad, featuring their year-end clear-out sales to get you in a new or previously owned vehicle that fits your budget. Head down today and let Lisa Camarillo or one of their many friendly sales reps help get you some new wheels for the new year. All right, let's check on the weather. Mostly sunny skies again today in Trinidad with highs around 50 degrees. Tonight we'll see a little cloud coverage with lows in the upper teens. For Friday, partly cloudy with highs in the low 40s. Now, here's the news. 2020 brought quite a few difficulties for brick-and-mortar schools such as Colorado's first school district in Trinidad, School District Number 1, or TSD 1. After a difficult fall semester of keeping students engaged, the district is taking the lessons and experience they've gained and pushing forward with getting students back in school as early as February 8th, according to TSD 1 Superintendent Dr. Bonnie Aaron. Additionally, public health experts have continued to stress that in-person learning was also important for social-emotional well-being. Aaron also explained that any students with failing grades will be invited back for in-person instruction starting on January 25th, giving more time for staff to potentially be vaccinated. The district has also sought to go above and beyond the required safety precautions to ensure student safety and teacher safety. The district's overall plan is to move to hybrid learning, where students will be broken up into groups and certain students will be in person while others are remote, then vice versa. This reduces the amount of students in the building at one time, helping to spread students out a bit more and avoid potential transmissions. On December 30th, Polis announced that due to a decrease in the number of cases statewide, all counties in red, of which Los Animas County was one, would be moved to orange. Now, in level orange, the state's professional recommendations stated that in-person education was suggested, with hybrid or remote learning being implemented only when appropriate. All this said, there's nothing stopping the numbers to start to rise again following holiday traveling and spread, which could make the district's plans for in-person learning come February 8th look entirely different. But even in level red risk, preschool through fifth grade, state recommendations suggest continuing in-person to continue, with middle school in-person also suggested. In level purple, noted as extreme risk and the highest level on the dial, there too in-person is suggested as appropriate according to the state health department. Aaron said they look forward to the potential opportunity to return to in-person and will hold their regular board meeting on January 27th, where they will re-evaluate their plans for hybrid learning. Happening in the state, Cinemark will reopen all of its 9 Colorado movie theaters on Friday, January 8th, ending a nearly 2-month closure due to level red restrictions across the state. The theaters are reopening in accordance with updated local mandates and will be showing both new and classic films, according to Cinemark. The reopening comes after public health restrictions were eased in 33 Colorado counties on Monday, January 4th. Under the current level orange, indoor theaters can operate at 25% capacity with a 50-person cap and 6-foot distancing between parties. Most Colorado movie theaters first reopened in August after a nearly 5-month closure. The theaters will once again reopen with greatly enhanced cleanliness, sanitizing, and safety measures at every step of the movie-going experience, said Cinemark. Cinemark said the current reopening will allow it to showcase this year's newest films, including Wonder Woman 1984, News of the World, Promising Young Woman, Monster Hunter, and more. Tickets will be on sale starting Tuesday, January 5th, for standard showtimes and private watch parties at Cinemark.com. Today, for our main story and happening in the world in a major thawing of relations, leaders from Saudi Arabia and its regional allies reached a breakthrough agreement with Qatar on Tuesday, ending 3.5 years of impasse and restoring ties between the Arabian Gulf neighbors, NBC reported yesterday. In a joint statement Tuesday, the leaders of member states of the Gulf Cooperation Council, GCC, said the Al Ula agreement aims to strengthen unity and cohesion among members and the return of joint Gulf actions to its normal course. Egypt, which is not part of the GCC, also signed the agreement. The agreement, brokered by Kuwait and the United States, among others, took place at an annual summit of Gulf Arab leaders with White House senior advisor Jared Kushner in attendance, along with Avi Berkowitz, a special representative for international negotiations. Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates cut diplomatic trade and travel ties with energy-rich Qatar in 2017, imposing a blockade that separated families and businesses and shattered Gulf unity. The quartet accused Doha of supporting extremist groups in the region, including the Muslim Brotherhood, a charge it denies, and pointed to Qatar's close relations with regional foe Iran. Qatar, the wealthy peninsular nation, punches above its weight on the world stage, which some analysts say frustrated the traditional regional dominance of Saudi Arabia. Qatar will host the 2022 FIFA World Cup, is facilitating Afghan peace talks, and hosts some 10,000 American troops in the country's Al Udeid Air Base. For upcoming events, Mount Carmel is still going strong with their online virtual events. Join a cooking class or get the kids together for a crafting class. To join, visit their website, mountcarmelcenter.org. That's mtcarmelcenter.org. Currently, Los Angeles County is in level orange, so eateries are open at limited capacity, but don't expect a whole heck of a lot to do as far as in-person events. Additionally, if you know of any upcoming events you think should be included in our podcast, give us a shout out on our TDAD Radio Facebook page or give us a call at 719-846-3311. For a deeper look into what's happening in Trinidad and beyond, visit the Chronicle News website, thechronicle-news.com, and don't forget to support your local journalism with an online subscription. Another shout out to our sponsor for the day, Phil Long Toyota in Trinidad, who helped me get the car I still love and can help you find the right one too. Give them a call at 719-355-7100. That'll do it for today's episode. Thanks for listening. This has been Cameron Wayne. Have a great day. This is Chronicle News Media.